We care more about Ivy Road than Wall Street, owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHB AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station.
From the WCHB and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
A reminder on a story that we had for you earlier in the week. The Charlottesville Police Civilian Oversight Board will be hosting a public forum for the three finalists for the job of police chief in Charlottesville. Interim City Manager Michael Rogers announced that they had narrowed the search down to these candidates, and the community will get to meet them between 6 and 8 p.m. on Monday at the Carver Recreation Center. You can ask questions through the Police Civilian Oversight Board by emailing them to pcob@charlottesville.gov. You can also call 434-970-3794, and you can watch the event through a live stream link at charlottesville.gov and on their Facebook page. New information is coming to light about the person who shot up a Walmart break room here in Virginia.
In his so-called death note, 31-year-old Andre Bing claimed he was taunted by coworkers, writing, quote, "The associates gave me evil, twisted grins, mocked me, and celebrated my downfall the last day. That's why they suffer the same fate as me." In his note, he mentioned specific co-workers by name, but witnesses say during the shooting, no one person was targeted.
Governor Glenn Youngkin says he'll be introducing legislation in the upcoming General Assembly session that will help bolster mental health care opportunities for those who are facing challenges like this one. However, at the University of Virginia, questions remain since the young man who stands accused of shooting three football players on a tour bus 2 weeks ago had been brought to the attention of their threat assessment team. With a December 15th deadline for another continuing resolution to keep the government operating through the remainder of this Congress's lame duck session, Virginia's 5th District Congressman Bob Good was on WCHV Radio Friday with a look at what to expect.
And what they're going to do, of course, is try to pass spending into the new year to bind the future Congress, to make it more difficult for the new Congress to reduce spending, to restore fiscal responsibility. What we need, Joe, is what we've been lacking the last 2 years, and that's why I've become so outspoken about it. But what we need, Joe, is a united Republican front that we will deny every Republican vote from any new spending, any new spending that goes into the new year, certainly, and that no Republican will vote to continue to fund this oppressive government under which we're all suffering. And wouldn't it be something if the House leadership would challenge the Senate to follow the lead of the House, that we would give no Republican votes to more spending?
If you're looking for unique gifts, decorations, foods, and crafts, the annual Charlottesville Holiday Market is back starting today. It runs from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Water Street in downtown Charlottesville, and it will be running through December 17th.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Here's your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for this Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. Highs will be into the lower 60s. Then for Sunday, showers are likely. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the middle to upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, clouds roll back in with some scattered showers. Highs will get into the lower 60s. And that's your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.